Hey guys, welcome to the Self Love Uncensored podcast. I'm Vanessa.
And I'm Amanda. And welcome to today's episode. We are grateful that you guys are here with us. And we're back after a brief hiatus there while school got back to somewhat normal and life's kind of back in sync now. So,
yeah. And thank you for everyone who's reached out and asked if we're either sick or dead, because we have some followers who are like, where'd you go? Why don't you have a download on Monday morning. So life. And I think this is the perfect topic that we're going to talk about today, because life happens. And sometimes we have to, even if we have commitments, sometimes we have to just take a step back and do what's right for our mental health and for our heart health and all the things. And I think this is a really important topic that we're going to cover today that ties perfectly, especially for me, into last week. So we're going to talk today all about burnout. And we just want to make a disclaimer that this does not constitute any kind of medical advice. So if you're feeling, as we're talking through this episode today, if you're feeling any of these things, we always are very, very, very supportive of the medical community and therapy and all of the things that we can do to help better ourselves. So please don't think or take what we're going to say as medical advice. But definitely if you are feeling the things, just know you're not alone. I think that's the biggest thing we want to kind of cover today is we get it. I just dealt with all of this last week myself. And that's why we didn't record last week, because I just didn't have it in me. So I think this is really important to talk about, because we're not the only ones, I think, feeling this right now, especially the time we're in.
No. So yeah, I really think, and I had a brief conversation the other day with somebody that was asking where we were too, and why no episodes would come out. And I asked her for suggestions on episodes. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I think we're going to talk about burnout actually. And she's like, oh, that'd be so good. Because like everybody, not everybody, but in general, generally speaking, a lot of people are feeling this, just like you said, with the way the world is right now. So if you're listening to this way far in the future, when hopefully things are all sunshine and rainbows again, like we're on month, what seems like 8,000 of like the COVID world, right? And mm-hmm. we're all dealing with different sorts of restrictions, different sorts of lockdowns, like all sorts of interruptions to our regular patterns and routines in life. And those things are all things that can lead to that sense of overwhelm and that feeling of just wanting to be like, I can't do anything. Yep. So that's kind of where we've been. And I mean, like, let's be honest, like back to school, like we're all like, oh yeah, I can't wait till school starts. We'll be able to record blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, oh man, like you're just tired and you're drained and you're mm-hmm. trying to get back into routine. And like, when there is a spare minute, all you want to do is just kind of savor it rather than use it towards another like to-do item. Right. So yeah, totally. I think this is a really good conversation to have today. So
let's
get into it. We're going to talk about the signs of burnout first.
Yes. And I think the first one we're going to talk about is the number one thing that I noticed about myself last week is exhaustion. So like you just said, when we first thought of like, oh, the kids are going back to school, we're going to be able to like record, you know, we're going to be able to get caught up and have recordings in the bank and, you know, not be struggling to come up with content. And like, not that we struggle to come up with content, but it's just like it sometimes gets hard if something's not going on. Like I like to talk about things that are relevant in our lives right now, because then it is a heart conversation, right? Sometimes it's hard to force a conversation if you're not really in it at the moment. And exhaustion was the biggest one. The biggest red flag for me last week was that I noticed, even if like I noticed how tired I was. And so right away I was like, okay, I need to bump up my bedtime, because of course the kids are getting up for school. So you can't sleep in. There's sometimes over the summer, if we felt tired, we're like, we could just sleep in tomorrow. Right. Work is back. All of the things are happening and we have to get up at a certain time in the morning. Well, that meant I had to bump my bedtime forward more and go to bed earlier. But then after doing that for a week, it still wasn't helping. So then I realized, even after getting like an 8 hour sleep, and I tested it, even after getting 6 hours, 8 hours, or 10 hours, I was still feeling like I could sleep all day. So for me, that was like the number one clue for me was my body and my mental health. I'm just tired. And it wasn't a physical tired. It was a mental tired. And like you said before, it's just from everything going on right now. Plus we just did the election and all of the things, and it just all became too much for me. And so that's when I noticed my big red flag was I'm sleeping and I could sleep all day. So then for me, it was like, whoa, 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 I need to take care of this right now. And I literally shut everything down for the week. I canceled all my plans except for work and did nothing. I binge watched Friends and I ate good food and I went for walks, you know, like
Friends solves everything.
Friends always solves everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's absolutely funny because last week I felt pretty okay. And then this week I actually had the physical exhaustion. Like the last few days, I literally feel like I have like concrete in my boots everywhere I go. Like I just feel just exhausted. And I've actually even noticed it. I have a health band that I wear, a Whoop. Yeah. And so it tracks things like your resting heart rate, which mine's gone down, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But my respiratory rate has increased. And as soon as I saw that coincided with how I was feeling, I actually was worried I was going to get sick, that I had like caught something and it was just starting to happen, but I haven't had anything else transpire from it. But the other day I came home in the afternoon and I had a nap, but I woke up and I still felt like crap, and I felt like achy and crampy and just like, I was like hungry all the time and I was more irritable, like all the things. Right. And sometimes you just have to recognize that stuff and take a step back and just honor it too, like, and get through it to the other side. So,
And I saw a quote last week on Facebook of all things that said, if you don't allow your body to rest, like if you don't make time for your body to rest, and I think this pairs perfectly with mental health as well. If you don't take the time mentally to step back and take care of yourself, especially in times right now, your body will force you to stop and rest. And I think that's where I got last week, was push to get the stuff done. And then my body just went, no, we're done.
That's the, if you don't make time for wellness, you'll be forced to make time for illness.
Totally. Yeah. And so that for me was a big wake up call. I was just like, nope, I need to stop. The world will not stop spinning because I sit on my couch for 3 days, do nothing, but take care of myself. Right. Like, and that, I think that becomes part of like our hustle culture, which is so, so toxic, right? Like we're made to believe that if we're not doing something, we're doing nothing, and doing nothing is bad, but actually in reality, doing nothing is the best thing you could do for yourself. Right. Yeah. Like we always have our goals. We always want to push, but you also have to make time for the season of rest. Like everybody needs rest. Right. So I think it was a really good smack in the face wake up call for me to, I haven't rested in a while. So but I watched in. Yeah, it was good. Ross and Rachel always make me feel better about myself. So it was good.
So we covered exhaustion. You pretty much covered sleeping more than normal. That was number two. So you can feel things like brain fog, headaches, dizziness as well, which is ironic that that's on the list, because 2 days ago I got to the gym and I felt dizzy before I even started. Like I almost just packed up and went home just because I was like, something's off. That's the same day that I really started to feel the lethargy in my body. And it's, you don't, sometimes you, even when you're aware of this stuff, like we're aware of this stuff, and sometimes you forget like the things that you're feeling, right? And you just tend to want to push through and continue on past them because that's just what kind of person you are. And it's like, oh, whatever. Everybody just has off days, but it's turned into like 2+ days. And it's like, okay, there's something going on. Maybe you need to not push yourself as hard or whatever that looks like for you. Right. So
Totally. And I think the next one, actually, now that I'm reading all these, we read over them before we hit record, but now I'm like, oh, this one too, digestive issues. Holy man. I was farting up a storm last week. I can tell you that right now. Holy moly. And that's the thing. Like I noticed too, I was reaching for things that don't usually I reach for. Like I'm a mom. I have kids. I have two teenage boys. So we eat fast food. We eat things that aren't quote unquote great for you. All food is food. It doesn't matter. We don't label them good or bad, but I know myself, when I make better choices for food, I feel better. And last week I definitely noticed that I was reaching for more takeout food, like, cause, and I think it was just the convenience of it too. I just didn't have the energy to get up and make super healthy meals, especially for dinner time and such, when my husband was on the road and it was just me and the kids. Like
Yeah.
Takeout is just so much easier to order on your phone when you're feeling like garbage, but then the cycle continues, right? Because then that food doesn't make you feel really great either. So yeah. I definitely, and digestive wise, it wasn't really great on my body, like tummy aches and all the things that come with it. Yeah. So I definitely noticed the digestive issues definitely too, but that also stems from my husband trying to kill me 6 months ago by giving me salmonella. So, you know, like I still haven't, my digestive issues still haven't been totally right. That's since
PTSD
then.
There.
Yeah. There's a little bit. Yeah. So it could have been mental too. I could have totally been mental farting. Yeah. But in all seriousness, definitely digestive issues and eating and such are definitely huge cues too, big time.
Yeah. Yeah. And the next one on the list is acne. And it's, I know, I was like, how did you not read all this stuff before?
Because I have two together. A giant zit on my forehead and I never get zits.
Yep.
But gigantic. It's
like if you think about these things, like they echo the same kind of symptoms of things like depression and anxiety, right? Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it kind of makes sense as we work our way down the list, like it'll all kind of come into alignment. So any stressors can affect your body that way. Like even if you continue to eat well and drink water and do all the things you're supposed to do, you could still get things like digestive issues and acne just because of the stress in your body. Like it can transform in physical ways that you don't even think of sometimes.
Totally. 100%. The next one, I didn't notice this because Greg was gone, changes in libido. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's I know that from previous years, like dealing with postpartum depression and such after having my kids, that changes in libido is a huge one too. If you're just, and I mean, you gotta take this one with a grain of salt too. If depending on where you are in your life with, if you have, you know, babies at home or really young children and stuff, and you're just touched out by the end of the day, that's okay too. I remember having that feeling when my kids were really little that by the end of the day, after carrying a kid on your hip everywhere and hugs and kisses and boo-boos, and you got baby barf on one shoulder and you haven't showered in 3 days, like you're just touched out. That's okay too. Right. So it just depends on where you are in your life right now and what's happening, but changes in libido is a huge one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And then the next on the list, is kind of a group together here that are all quite similar, feelings of depression, overwhelm, anxiety, and panic attacks. And again, like a lot of the stuff you got to remember is it's not necessarily that burnout is turning you into someone who will be diagnosed with depression or with anxiety, but these are symptoms that come along with increased stress, which is really what the core of burnout is, right? Yeah. You're stressed.
And they're red flags. They're red flags just to take notice of, right? Like you want to take care of these things when they're little, right? Like we talk about it with our goals and such, that you want to kill the baby Godzilla, you know, before he turns into
big Godzilla. You want to kill the baby. I'm like, what?
No, baby Godzilla. You want to kill him when he's little, right? Before he takes over the whole city and destroys everything. And that's the thing is when you take notice of these little red flags, when they're little red flags, you're able to take the time and care that you need to take care of them when they're little, right? And nurture that and give yourself some self-care before they get out of hand. Because then once they get out of hand, a lot of times you can't control it. And that's when we get into like the depression and the anxiety and all the things. Yep. And so we want to take care of it when they're little red flags instead of big red flags. Another one is high blood pressure and muscle tension. I definitely notice myself when I get really stressed is that down the back of my neck, I'd say from like the base of my head, right down the back of my neck into my shoulders gets really tight and it can cause tension headaches. And so that ties into the headaches like we were talking about earlier. And I did definitely notice last week that I was sore, but I wasn't working out. Like I had muscle stiffness almost. And I definitely noticed that as one too. Yeah.
Just like everything changes, right? As you get to feel those feelings of burnout, like your posture changes, you're going to slouch, everything feels tighter, everything's out of alignment. Like it all changes.
You hold yourself differently and your body takes note big time.
Yeah. And then I feel like this next one is probably a big one, especially for our average listener, who's going to be probably a high achieving human, is that your negative self-talk is probably going to go through the roof. So you're going to tell yourself, no, you're not that tired. Like you need to just push through. No, you're fine. Like you're just being dramatic, take an Advil for the headache and you'll be fine. Just go outside for a quick walk and everything will get better. Right. Like your negative self-talk, if you start to notice that it really starts to get amplified and really starts to get nasty and mean, then you're very likely stressing yourself out and you could be facing burnout.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too is laziness. Like I felt like I was just being lazy last week. Yep. I was just like, and I had that negative self-talk. Right. Exactly. I was just, as I was laying on the couch watching Ross and Rachel fight over if they were on a break or not, I was feeling like I have so many other things I could be doing right now. And I'm meanwhile, just sitting in your here brain, watching
you're
TV. Like,
you're not supposed to be on a break. Right? Get back to work.
I know. I was just like, yeah. And it's so funny from a self-development perspective to watch the whole series now and not like pick everything apart. I just have to shut that part of my brain off and be like, I'm just watching a carefree, funny show, right? Instead of taking them apart as characters. But for me, I felt like I was being lazy because I'm not used to just sitting. I'm not. No. And I've noticed that though, I've noticed that for a couple of months that I've been choosing to sit more than I've been choosing to do. And that's a huge thing for me to admit to. But I think a lot of people are in the same boat right now, is you just don't have the capacity right now. And that's okay. It really is okay. Like the world is really hard to human in right now. And so, you know, we try and focus on as much as we can that's in our control. But when it comes down to it, we have to definitely take more self-care right now. And if that means sitting on the couch and watching Friends because it brings you joy, okay. But it's not the only thing I do. We'll just preface with that there's all lots of other things to do, but we're going to come up to that. The next one, self-isolating tendencies. I noticed this one too. Oh my God. Lack of desire to do things that you normally enjoy. So this is just it, right? Like the things that I noticed I didn't want to really do was get outside a whole lot. I didn't want to pick up the phone and call friends. I didn't want to do my journaling. You know, like I didn't have it in me. I just wanted to sit. I just wanted to turn on something and numb. Right. Yeah. So that was a big red flag for me too, is that I was finding that I wasn't reaching for the things that usually brought me joy. So big one.
Yep. Number 11 on our list, lacking satisfaction or fulfillment. So these are the feelings of, even if you do try to push through and like check off a to-do list item or whatever, you feel like you're still not getting anywhere. You feel like you're still head underwater and it just doesn't matter. And it really ties into the last one too, that like nothing really brings you joy when you do it, right? Like if you normally do like going outside for a walk, you're going to go outside and you're going to be like, oh, frick, it looks like it's going to rain. Oh, it's really windy and cold today. And like, oh, this is so far and I still got to walk all the way that, whereas normally you'd be like, oh man, it's beautiful. Like it's going to snow soon. So this is so great that it's not blah, blah, blah. Right. Like it just changes.
Totally
changes everything. So
totally. Next one, irritability. Yeah. It doesn't help that I was
period after that.
Right. It doesn't help that I was also on Shark Week last week. So that definitely was like, it was a tsunami of, well, that was a bad word to use. It was a tsunami of high emotions. We'll just put it that way, that I had to be very aware of how I was speaking to other humans, that of course, like my family, my boys and such, I had to be very careful of being very mindful of how I was using my words and such with them, because of course I try really hard to teach my children kindness and teach them to speak with love and all of the things. But yeah, I failed as a parent a couple times last week, hardcore, because I was irritable as fuck, but it is what it is. Right. And I think our kids need to see that when things are hard, that they need to come with compassion and such too. Right. Like it's not to say that I'm not putting any ownership on my behavior on my children whatsoever, but it's good for them to see too, that sometimes mommy loses her shit, right? Like that's just human nature. So irritability was a huge one for me last week. And I had to be very mindful of how I was showing up in the world and biting my tongue more than not. So,
I'm going to tie this next one in with the last one, just because they really go together. So Another big thing is replacing feelings with things. And this can look two different ways. This can look like material things. So when you're feeling that lacking satisfaction and joy, like you might go shopping and you might buy a whole bunch of shit and you're going to come home and feel the same way.
Yep.
I can promise you that. Or you can replace it with things such as self-indulgent behavior that we've talked about before, like alcohol, drugs, overeating, et cetera.
Yeah.
So if you notice yourself turning to those sorts of coping mechanisms, things that you normally wouldn't do in excess, because I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with a glass of wine or a super tasty, greasy meal or whatever you want to do. But if you're turning to it excessively, that's definitely something to take notice of. And the same thing with the shopping. Like if you're sitting on the couch watching Friends and then you loaded up your Amazon cart for $1,000 and ordered it all and it all showed up and you opened it and just kind of were like, meh,
yeah,
that's where you're at. Right. So
it's that immediate dopamine hit that we're chasing, right? You just want to feel good for just a second. And
and then it's poof gone.
Exactly. And then you get that regret when it shows up on your door and you're like, why did I need to order hot pink oven mitts to match the hot pink vacuum? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's that instant dopamine hit. And that's just it. Like to be really aware of those things, I think is huge, big time.
Yeah.
The last one is one that I know I struggle with, and I struggle with this one, not just during burnout, but all the time, is hesitancy to ask for help. So this one, I think just as humans, I'm going to tie it into what I was talking about before, is that I don't like asking for help because it almost to me makes me feel like I should know how to do this. I should be able to handle this. I should, right? Just that yucky S word that we really, really don't like. And when we ask for help, I think it's the best thing we can ever do for ourselves, but it is one of the hardest things that we can do for ourselves, right? Is almost to admit that I can't do this alone. And asking for help can look like so many different things. It could be just picking up the phone and calling a friend and saying, I just need to talk to you. Like I don't, you know, even want to have a conversation. I just need to say some stuff and it has nothing to do with you, but I know that you're a safe space to land and I just need you to listen. That's it.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't have to be something big and bold or whatever, but even then asking for help, if in the way of asking, you know, going to the doctor or talking to a therapist and stuff, I think is one of the bravest things that we can do, because when we don't take into account these little red flags, like I said before, they turn into these big Godzillas, and we don't ever want to get to the point where we can't ask for help. We all know logically that we can. But when you get to the point, I know this from personal experience from being a teenager, there comes a point when you just can't ask for help. And that's when things get really dangerous. And that's when we lose people. And so I think it's really important that we keep in mind that one of the signs is that you're hesitant to ask for help. That's when you need to ask for help the most.
Yeah.
And find a safe space, find somebody, call. There's many helplines that you can call anonymously just to talk to another human. And that's one thing we definitely want to reiterate, is that it's okay to ask for help no matter what it looks like.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. And if you're scared of it, start with something really, really small. It doesn't need to be a huge ask either. So, that covers all the signs and symptoms, or most of them anyways, of things that you maybe feel if you're potentially facing burnout. And then we're going to talk about steps that you can take to try to bring yourself back out and overcome. Mm-hmm. And step one, which I think we've probably exhausted this over everything that we talk about.
Yeah.
Step number one in addressing any sort of deficiency or failure or negative thing in your life is definitely always awareness.
Yeah.
So being aware, acknowledging it, listening to the symptoms and saying, okay, maybe that's what I'm feeling. Maybe it's not just stress, or it's not just this, or it's not just that, right? Mm-hmm. So have self-awareness around how you're feeling. And if it lines up with this, then let's give it a name and then we can address it and move on, right?
Yeah, so absolutely. Absolutely.
Second step.
You're like, oh, Vanessa, go. It's your turn. The second step is one that I, if you follow me on social media, I'm always reiterating this, is always finding what you can control in life. So I noticed myself, like, the burnout for me came when I realized I was focusing on all of the things that were going on around me that I had no control over. Everything going on in the world. We had the election coming up. We had, you know, people are on social media, tensions are high, opinions are high. Everything is just, there's just a lot going on. And we have to always keep in mind, especially right now, that we're on like month 18 of a 2-week lockdown, right? Yeah. So, and we can't control any of that. And it's pushed in our face so much all the time from media and all of the things, friends are talking about it, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone has a different opinion that we can't control all that. And so I know for myself, that's where my burnout came from. And for me, as soon as I realized that that's what it was, I flicked on my control switch and I shut it all down. I turned it all off. And that's what I really truly needed, was to focus, to refocus back on what I can control. Right. Yeah. And take care of my heart. And that's the number one thing. Yes. Is awareness. Always look at and take account of everything that's going on around you. Right. And then look at it all and figure out, what can I control? And whatever does not fall under that category, you let it go.
Yep.
And you just put all your energy into what you can.
Ow. And the things that we can control are the things that we take action on. So as we always say, right, awareness, the second step is always action. So there's got to be a way for you to take action, and you can always take action if you're in control. So while Vanessa couldn't control what everybody was talking about on social media, she couldn't control whether they were arguing or posting things that she didn't agree with or whatever. Mm-hmm. She could control removing the app from her phone and not going on it. It's really simple, right?
Exactly.
Same thing with if you watch the news and it upsets you, shut the TV off.
Yeah.
Or put don't watch on, the news. One of the two.
And that's just it. A lot of people ask me if I watch, like when we do talks and stuff, a lot of people ask me, do you watch the news? No, I don't watch the news unless there's something that I actually know is coming on that I need to know. Yeah. That's it. Or I have somebody that's in the news to celebrate something great, then I'll watch it, of course. But do I just flick on the 6 o'clock news every night? Hell no. Hell no.
Too depressing.
Hell no, I don't. And not all media is bad. I love the media. No. The media has done amazing things in my life, but in terms of just watching it for something to do and to be, I don't need to know everything that's going on in the world. We'll just put it that way. It's none of my business and I don't care, because of the fact that it's just, I have boundaries around what I consume. And that's one thing that I noticed last week was my burnout, was that my boundaries were wavering there, and I was consuming more content that I don't usually consume mentally. Yeah. And that was the big thing for me, was I needed to turn it off, and I did.
Yeah.
And the people around me who I needed to break commitments from, like yourself, when I messaged you and I was like, I just can't do it this week. I'm not going to be able to record. I just don't have it in me. What did you say? You were like, that's okay. Let's talk about it at the end.
I was like, you never need to apologize to me for that. Like, it's totally fine.
And everybody who I had to break a commitment to this week, they all said the same thing. We get it, right? Everyone's in the same boat. We just don't all have the same size boat, right? Yes. Like, we all have
very rarely capacity. That somebody's going to shit on you for coming and saying, listen, like, here's why I can't do this. They're not going to be like, no, Vanessa, like, we made a plan. You need to show up to record the freaking podcast. Yeah. Like, obviously not.
And if you did,
the point? It's going to go like shit anyways. Yeah. Like,
well, and if you did, I'd be like, I don't want to do the podcast anymore, because you're not my person. Right. Like, and that's just it. I didn't get rid of all my commitments. Of course, I still have a job. I showed up to my job. I showed up to the things that I had to do, but when it came to the things that were negotiable, I cleared them all off my schedule and I took care of me. And you're right. If anybody did have a problem with it, they're not my people. Yeah. So sometimes these things are actually a little bit of a blessing hidden in disguise to really give you an idea of who you're surrounded with. And that's a huge thing too, that I don't even think that we have written on here, but surround yourself with good people is a really good one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
We got off on our tangent that we said we weren't going to do, but I think it's good.
That's okay. We're fine.
So step one was awareness. Second step is figuring out what you can control and then taking action. So number one that I know I did is exercise. So even just a little bit a day, and this can be, we're going to tie it into a different one that I've got down below, is getting fresh air and getting outside. just going even for a walk around the block was huge for me. Just to walk to the mailbox and get my mail in back with my dog was huge, just to get outside and get some fresh air. So definitely just to get outside.
It doesn't need to be complicated. Movement of any kind. If the weather sucks outside and you have stairs, well, do your flight of stairs a few times and then see how you feel after. Just do something to get your blood pumping and make you feel alive, right?
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. Number two, deep breathing. I think that we can tie in with number three, which is meditation. So deep breathing, that's one thing I notice if I'm ever having to like go up against something, even when we do speaking engagements and stuff, or if I have to go get a needle, deep breathing is a huge one for me. Like just that mindfulness of what I can control in the moment and focusing on that and just focusing on the deep breathing.
I think it ties in really well to the exercise. Like it makes you feel that real connection to your body, right?
Yes.
And just brings you back into a space of gratitude to be alive despite what's going on in your life.
Absolutely.
So exercise gets your heart rate up. You can feel your heart pumping. It gives, for me anyways, it gives me that gratitude that like I have a body that can do the things I'm asking it to do.
Yep.
And deep breathing is the same thing. It just really draws you back into into your center and into your soul. So
totally.
And going right along with that, practicing mindfulness. And Vanessa wanted to add on journaling with it, which I think is a great idea, especially when we have these overwhelming feelings. And again, going back to that hesitancy to ask for help. If you really struggle with getting those things out, sometimes even just writing that stuff in your journal can be enough to get the emotional baggage out of your heart and get it off of your mind, get it onto a piece of paper and it's out in the world. And sometimes that can do wonders for your body as well.
Absolutely. The next one I'm going to preface with the way that we say this, of course, everything, food is food, but there's definitely better quality food than others. So what we wrote down was eating healthy food. So in that sense, I know myself, like I said, I was, you know, reaching for the takeout food more last week and I felt like garbage just because I wasn't putting, you know, the higher quality foods into my system. And I was, you know, I truly do believe it's okay to go get a cheeseburger. If you need a cheeseburger, go do it. Life is life. It is what it is. It's okay. But I do notice my body that when I eat more greasy foods, that I definitely feel more sluggish. And that doesn't help when you're battling other things. Right. And if you need to eat a cheeseburger, eat the fucking cheeseburger. We don't care. Eat the ice cream, eat the Doritos. It doesn't matter. But if you're definitely noticing that you're in this cycle and in this pattern, to try and get more of those, you know, nutrient dense foods into your body, such as, you know, eat your vegetables, eat your proteins, things like that, because that will definitely start to help your body. I notice myself, my body struggles to digest heavier foods. And so anytime I do reach for, you know, salad or chicken or vegetables, anything that's really brightly colored, I notice my body just feels lighter, and not in a weight sense, but just that my body doesn't have to work as hard to break it down and do the thing. Right. And so that's one thing, definitely, if you're feeling burnout and such, is just to take into account what you're consuming physically and try and reach for the quote unquote healthier options, but give yourself some massive grace around that, because you can only do what you can do. Right. So, but yes, eating, I hate saying it, eating healthy food, but eating healthy food. We all know what that means without.
Yeah. I think the next one on our list is like coming from somebody that's like heavily focused in the fitness and nutrition side of the world. I feel like this is probably one of the most underrated things that you can do to solve anything, any of your health problems, any of your emotional problems, anything, just period. This should be your number one focus, is getting good sleep and enough of it.
Yep.
100%. Like screwing with your sleep schedule can royally fuck everything. And then that increases your level of stress without even you realizing it from your baseline. Mm-hmm. And you start every day. And then that can lead to chronic conditions. It can lead to all sorts of stuff. So I feel like this should have probably been number one on our list. Mm-hmm. Getting good sleep. So set yourself like an alarm if you need to at night. If you're somebody that chronically goes to bed super late, put a reminder in your phone, set up a bedtime procedure, whatever you need to do, but covet your sleep. For the love of God, covet your sleep. Like, it is so, so, so important.
It is important. And I, thinking about it, like when you wake up on those days and you know you've had a shitty sleep because you're up super late the night before, your whole day just goes, I don't know about you, but my whole day just goes to waste. So yeah, I love my sleep. I have boundaries around my sleep myself. The next ones, I think we've already talked about a little bit, connecting with others and talking about it and asking for help when needed. So again, you find somebody safe in your life and just talk. Even if you don't want to have a conversation about it, you just need somebody to listen, to know that you're not alone. Just pick up the phone and ask for somebody to listen. And be aware that some people, because we're all kind of dealing with some things collectively as a whole, as society, some people might not have the capacity to be able to listen, and that's okay. Right. Yeah. If I had called you, Amanda, and said, like, I am feeling super shitty and I really need somebody to talk to, and you were feeling super shitty and you're like, I know myself, I can take on, if I don't have my boundaries up, I can take on other people's stuff. And so, you know, if you had said to me, I don't have it either. I want to help you. I just can't. I would have to, you know, be in the place to understand, okay, she's going through something really heavy right now too. And it's okay that she said no. Yeah. So we all want to be mindful of that. And if someone was to say no to you, it does not have anything to do with you.
Yeah.
Okay. It has everything to do with honoring that person's honoring their boundaries as well. And you just find somebody that can listen, that has the capacity.
Or feel, sometimes it can just feel comfort knowing that somebody else is like going through the same kind of thing. Like, I feel like if you called me and I was like, dude, like, I feel like shit too.
Yeah.
We would probably just have like a mini rant session to each other about
pity party,
the things we hate in life. Yeah. And then we would probably both be like, all right, time to pull up our panties. Okay. Let's go. Like, right.
So and sometimes that's it too.
Conversations are good ones to have too.
Absolutely. 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 The next one up, finding ways to have fun, to laugh and enjoy yourself. Oh, anybody who knows me, I'm like Buddy the Elf. Smiling is my favorite. I tried so hard last week when I was at the store and, you know, at work and things to make sure that I was smiling as much as I possibly could. And smiling to me comes super naturally. And last week I had to not force it, but I had to be more mindful of it to make sure that I was showing up in the ways that usually bring me joy, right? Like, I kept that routine for myself, and it wasn't that I was faking it or anything like that. It was just that I was becoming aware that I was not doing it as often. And as soon as I was pushing myself to show up in the world, you know, in a way that made me feel good, usually it did make me feel better.
Yeah.
Right. So we're not faking positivity. We're not faking any of it, but we're just reminding ourselves of what does usually bring us joy and get back to that place. And if you're just not in that place, that's okay too, but try and find the things that usually bring you joy without faking it. We're not about fake positivity around here. So
And if that doesn't work, Google like laughing babies or something and it'll just make you smile.
Cat videos. Question. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So our last point, again, to reiterate Vanessa's disclaimer when we started was, if you feel like these signs and symptoms are just something that you can't handle on your own, we absolutely do recommend speaking with a healthcare professional, whether that's your family physician, a therapist, anybody like that, that can help you with your situation. There is times and places where medication and things like that are 100% necessary. So,
and they're okay.
Yeah, exactly. They're okay. They're normal. And if they help you, then that's fantastic. So if you feel like you're too far below water with these things, then we would absolutely recommend reaching out for professional medical advice. So
absolutely. And if we can, go ahead.
Oh, this is what we're bad at.
We did so good. It's
like we need like a little like hand thing. So you'd be like, I want to talk next.
My turn.
Hey teacher, hello.
Raise your hand. We should. If you watch us on YouTube, this is going to become a thing. Raise your hand. I'm going to talk next. So good.
Then Vanessa will just be like talking like this so that she doesn't have to see me with my hand in the air.
I don't see you. It'll be like the kids that play hide and seek when they're really little and they're like laying with their legs out.
Yeah,
totally for everyone.
Or the teacher like asks a question and it's always the same kid. So she's like scanning the rest of the room, trying to look past the child.
I want to speak now. So good.
Anyways, so what good. Were you going to say?
I was just going to say is I wanted to leave the talk today with one tip from each of us. So I think that if you are, I can't talk. I'm like totally sidetracked. If you are feeling like you are experiencing any of the burnout symptoms and such, my greatest tip for you to do right now is to turn it all off. So to turn off everything that you don't absolutely have to be. I mean, if you are at work and you're doing meetings and stuff, please don't get yourself fired and turn everything off if you have a job that you have to show up to. But in terms of like media and social media and all of the just noise in life right now, turn it all off. Remove the apps from your phone, turn off notifications, turn on your favorite TV show, go outside and go for a walk. Do all the things that bring you joy and turn off the excessive, unnecessary noise of the world. Take a couple days. You don't have to explain to anybody. Your notifications will be there when you get back and they don't matter in the grand scheme of things anyways. And connect with the people that you love and just turn off all the excess noise. That's it. I unplugged for 3 days and it was the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah. I'm just thinking as you're saying that, we're probably going to have people that are going to think, but Vanessa, I run a business from my social media, so I can't. Okay, that's fine.
That's fair.
We'll let you keep it on. Mm-hmm. However, what I would encourage you to do to still be in alignment with what Vanessa suggested, because I think it's really important right now, go either unfollow or use like the snooze or mute feature on anything that is not giving you something positive and productive on your social media.
Yep.
So if your friend Sally constantly shares like global news articles that just depress you, mm-hmm. go click the snooze for 30 days thing or whatever you need to do. Unfollow that person. You don't have to remove them as a friend. You don't have to create any wars or anything like that. But there are ways that you can kind of curate so that when you're on there for the right reasons and you're seeing things that are going to contribute positively to your life.
Yeah. And one thing that I'm going to say that drives me bonkers, you do not need to give yourself permission to do this. You don't have to go on and announce to anybody that you're going to be MIA for 3 days, call or text me. No.
Yeah.
The best thing that I can suggest to do is just do it so that you're not getting inundated with people commenting on your post. Are you okay?
What's going on?
Yeah. And then blowing up your phone and you just, to do this really effectively, just turn it off and just take a step back. I'm not to say the people who genuinely love you, because most people do care about other humans, but the people who genuinely are very close to you will notice that you haven't been on social media. Maybe they'll reach out and that's okay. But the general world, all of the people on Facebook and your social media, especially the people who don't truly know you, other than through social media streams, they don't need to know. And you need to do this for you. You need to just take a step back and do it for your heart.
Yeah.
And the people don't need to know. So
yeah.
It just makes it easier too. You don't get blown up with notifications. So, because then you don't actually take rest.
Yep. Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. And my one suggestion is just to reiterate how important it is to talk to someone about it, whether you have a spouse that you can confide in, a friend, a coach, somebody like Vanessa and I. Like if we have a client, this is absolutely the things that we try to notice in people and try to address in people, right? And help you mm-hmm. through this kind of stuff. And like we said before, and like it never hurts to reiterate this, if any one of those things isn't available or isn't a solution that you feel like is in alignment, then absolutely reach out to a doctor or therapist. Yeah. Just sometimes being able to just put something into words and get it outside of your body is just enough to start the healing process, right? Just being able to name what's going on and put some sort of title to it allows you to be able to create a roadmap to get yourself out of it and back to like a thriving place in your life. So talk to someone, anyone.
100%. 100%. Agreed.
Yeah. Anything else to add?
No, I'm good.
Well, I sure hope that this helped people. I think this was a little bit therapeutic for you and I too, coming off of how we've been feeling. So this was needed for us. And this is how most of our episodes now seem to come to fruition, is we're like, what are we going to talk about? And then one of us will say something and we'll be like, that's what we need to talk about. Because if we're feeling it, odds are some of you guys are too. So
yeah. And I think it's good to know that. I think it's also good to know other people, like you said before, are feeling it too. You're not alone, especially right now with everything going on. You are not alone. So just know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, we're so grateful for all of you listening and leaving us reviews and tags on social media. Please be sure to hit subscribe if you want to be reminded when our new episodes drop every Monday. Well, now again, every Monday.
We're going to try.
We're on vacation mode. Okay. We just couldn't go to Mexico. Leave us alone. Please leave us a review, a reminder that you can do that on every episode on Apple Podcasts. And that helps us a lot as we're really quickly approaching 4-digit downloads. You guys, we're getting really close to 1,000. So if you're listening and you haven't downloaded every episode, go click all the buttons right now, download all of them so that next week we can do a little happy dance for you guys.
Right. Oh, we'll dance for you if you're on YouTube.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. 100%. You'll have to watch it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Reminder, you can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify and you can see our beautiful faces on YouTube. If you ever have questions or want to reach out or work with either of us as coaches, you can find our social media handles below, or you can email us at any time at selfloveuncensored@gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tequila. And tequila until next time, friends. It was amazing. So good. So good. You are not alone. You are so loved.
Okay.
And thank you for being here with us again. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yes. Good night. Curtain down. Bye, everybody.
Bye.